And we interrupt your music streaming service to bring you the latest music news on the Freeformer, as performed by Jack Miles. I'm very excited to read you my opening line of this week's music news. I do say so myself, it's rather witty. Jay-Z has 99 problems and Tidal is now one of them. So Tidal is basically his new streaming service, which is an expensive version of Spotify, come under all sorts of problems with it. Firstly, it's gone out of Apple's 700 most downloaded apps and has come under loads of criticism from musicians and artists saying it's not good for the performers. Although it's not all bad news, because Jay-Z says they have 770,000 subscriptions to it, and when they're charging around about £20 a month or so, that really could be worse, couldn't it? I did hear a story this week saying that he's doing his own customer service calls as well. Can you imagine getting a customer service call from Jay-Z? Probably one of the most bizarre moments of your life. Other streaming news says that Spotify is now bigger than the whole US music industry. So this is both physical sales and downloads combined. It's after Spotify received $400 million worth of funding. And yeah, now bigger than the whole US music industry combined. That's how people listen to music these days. The Sunday Times Music Rich List was put out this week. Here is the top five. Sir Mick Jagger, Sir Elton John comes in at number four. At number three, it is U2. Number two, Lord Lloyd Webber. And topping the list this week, this year, is Sir Paul McCartney. And Adele tops the under 30 music rich list. Some more stuff is coming out about Kurt Cobain. A lost cover has been found. You can listen to an acoustic version of his cover of The Beatles' And I Love Her. That is online now. It's after they dug through loads of his personal archive, found lots of home video footage, that kind of thing, to put together a documentary called Montage of Heck. That's in cinemas at the moment, all about his life, and will be on TVs in May. But yeah, you can stream his cover online now. A couple more things that you can stream. Blur's new album is ready and waiting for you. It's their first in 12 years, and you can stream that online now. It's on iTunes Radio. Saw them on TV actually the other day, and the presenter asked them, what advice would you give to a younger version of yourself? They just replied back and said, work less, shag more. I think that's a piece of advice which we can carry with us in life. A couple more bits to finish off. Rumours are mounting around the Glastonbury headliners. They've already announced the Foo Fighters and Kanye West. The next announcement will be on the 1st of June. Apparently it's going to be a British artist. And Circa Waves are touring. They're doing 7 dates across the UK, starting off in October. That's the Freeformer music news for this week. My name's Jack Miles. More soon. Ciao.